one likes it when their child is depressed. Personally, I can't stand it. But it can cause more distress trying to get your kids to swallow those pesky antidepressants. Well, now you don't have to. Happy Gummy is a naturally sweetened gummy bear with a low Prozac dosage. They taste great. Naturally sweetened with stevia, Happy Gummies have over 30 flavors, including Bubblegummy Bear, Tangy Asian Treasure, Tropical Snowstorm, and Asian Orange. Pop yourself a gummy today. Go to happygummy.org and use offer code KILL to get 10% off your first purchase. Happy Gummy. Your child is safe now.
Amy, hi. Hope you're well. I don't want to rush you, but I need you to file something soon. I'm sure I don't need to remind you what shape the business is in, and your little jaunt to the Southern Hemisphere is turning out to be quite expensive. but this isn't a threat. It's just a friendly reminder.
Alcoholics Anonymous teaches its members that you have to hit bottom before you can make a recovery. Hitting bottom could be anything, from living in a sewer, to enduring the loss of a loved one, to losing custody of your children. As someone having a hard time making a podcast about anything in particular, I can really empathize with that idea. But when you've hit bottom, sometimes all it takes to put you back on top is a simple phone call. Several weeks ago, I traveled to the small town of Sharon's Valley in New Zealand's North Island. My mission? To re-examine the murder of a former beauty queen named Joy Ford by her husband Gary in 1987. Yes, I was at a low. I'm woman enough to acknowledge it. And then, a call.
Hi, Amy. I have information that I think you must know. You see, I know who killed Joy.
A call from a European man promising information that I must know. Information about who killed Joy. He didn't leave a number, but when I asked around in town, people knew that there was only one person it could be.
Oh, a French guy? There's only one person it can be.
You're listening to Killjoy. Chapter 9, Valley du Charonne. Welcome back.
Hi, Eve. Amy from CBF Radio. Hey, how are you going?
Bonjour. Comment allez-vous, Amy?
Thank you so much for meeting up with me.
Whatever, I don't care.
I got your message the other night. It was very...
Yeah, it's very cool to be here in Valley du Charonne in nuclear-free New Zealand, you know. It's good for working, to go to pick an apple or a fruit or to smoke a cigarette. And when it's cold, to go north and to drink wine on a beach, you know. To shoot a shit in a hostel avec the boys. Cool vibes, man. Easy breezy, whatever. Bob Dylan, I love it.
Yves Bruchard was 21 in 1987, and backpacking in the Sharon's Valley area while taking a break from his studies at Sciences Po in Paris, France. In 2019, at 52, he's still backpacking and still lives in Sharon's Valley. I find him under a bridge.
Were you interviewed by the police about what you saw on the night of Joy's murder?
Oh, I hate the cops, man. Elvis Presley, they are not chill or cool vibes or the easy breezy.
Oh, okay, look, sorry. Can you please answer the question?
Oh, relax, Amy. Perhaps you would like a little cigarette? Perhaps we play checkers and talk about football until 2-3 in the morning at the hostel? Anyway, I would never talk to a policeman. They are not cool guys. Never smoke a cigarette or drink a strong tiny coffee at 4 a.m. and eat a whole loaf of dry bread for breakfast. And while we are on the topic, I was not a member of the crack team of spies from the Direction Générale de la Sécurité Extérieure that, in an act of state-sponsored terrorism, detonated a bomb on the Rainbow Warrior in 1985, resulting in the death of one man.
What? No, look. Did you see Gary Ford carrying his wife's body out of the house?
Would you like maybe to play a hacky sack with me? No? Well, maybe this is good. I have to be careful because I am on blood-thinning medication because at my age I am at risk of deep vein thrombosis. Yes, I saw Gary. Well, no, perhaps what I should say is I saw a person leaving the house with a body. If it was this Gary, I could not say.
Why were you outside?
Well, I was just standing on the road, my thumb out for the hitchhike, but then it turns out that this road was not the highway, but instead the driveway of a very elderly couple. I had been there for 3 hours. It was not Bob Marley at all.
Thank you, Yves. So you can't say for sure that it was Gary?
Well, no, not for certain. But I wonder, Amy, if you would change my name for the broadcast. I have overstayed my working holiday visa by 30 or 40 years.
All right.
Mick Jagger, merci. And perhaps you could drive me to the supermarché after this interview.
Fine.
And Amy.
Yeah?
I do apologize for the Rainbow Warrior.
The what? I drove him to the supermarché in an agitated mood. He didn't know who had killed Joy. He certainly hadn't seen Gary with Joy's body, but it had given me an idea. So that night, I spoke to Ezra.
Hello, Ezra?
Yeah, hi, Amy. How's it going?
Okay, I have the most amazing news.
What? What is it?
Okay, I think I have an idea.
Oh, great. Brilliant. Amazing. Yes.
But yeah, like, but it's a little, well, it's a little risky.
Oh, yes, queen.
And it's illegal.
Oh, well, keep talking.
And it's a little spooky.
Okay.
On the next Killjoy.
What?
Listen, Gary was stoned that night.
I thought he was drunk.
He was also stoned.
I only smoked weed once and I didn't like it. It made me feel sad.